when I say Hawaii, what comes to mind? Just throw them out. All right. Volcanic ash, omnipresent storm clouds, a general sense of despair come to mind for me. I mean, honestly, it was evident from the moment the plane touched down. It didn't look like the tropics. It looked more like Mordor. And my best friend, Maura, and I, whom I was traveling with, we knew something was up. So we were there in Hawaii as ambassadors of the green generation. We'd been given a grant by our now alma mater, Goucher College. All right, yeah, that's cool. To go to Hawaii for a summer and work on an organic orange farm. Right? It sounds ominous. 18,000 trees on this farm. It was run by a man named Mort and his wife, Kiko. There were a few things Mort had forgotten to mention to us before we arrived. All of these things became evident quite quickly. The first was that Mort was indeed mentally unstable, and he was trying to treat himself with roots and herbs that he found in the forest. It's not as funny as it sounds. Secondly, we were living in conditions that can really only be described as squalor. Our friends Dennis and Lindsay, who we met there, their roof didn't keep out the daily rain. And on one occasion, Maura, upon finding a foot-long poisonous centipede in our little hut, screamed a series of words that are not public radio appropriate. So that's number two. And thirdly, and perhaps most alarmingly, this farm was being robbed nightly by Mort's neighbors, who were armed with rifles. I mean, it's an 18,000-tree farm. You really can't keep an eye on everything. But, you know, I mean, Mort was a white guy from Seattle. He moved to rural Hawaii. All his neighbors were local Hawaiians, and they weren't really happy with the fact that he was running this successful business. He was selling his oranges to Whole Foods. He was doing a pretty good job for a while. So as I give you just a little account of, you know, our day-to-day actions on the farm, I want you to keep this stuff in mind, you know, the robberies, the mental instability, the squalor, right? A, B, and C. There we go. So we'd wake up pretty early, and we'd leave the hostel where we were staying that he owned. We'd make a left up South Point Road. And when you looked behind you in the other direction, you could see the Pacific Ocean. It was 12 miles away, and no matter how much it rained where we were, there was never a cloud in the sky down there. It was agonizing, believe me. So we'd arrive at work. The Marshallese farmhands from the Marshall Islands would be standing in a circle smoking cigarettes. They saved the cannabis until they were hidden at the tops of the orange trees. And Mort and or Kiko would tell us what we were doing that day. And, you know, large chunks of this farm had just kind of gone to rot. They were covered in vines. Mort had more or less given up on them because so much of them had been taken by these neighbors. The neighbors, I should mention, actually I already did mention, were local Hawaiians. And one issue Mort ran into is that the police were also local Hawaiians. And, it was tragic. They turned a blind eye on this guy. There was one cop. There was literally only one cop who came down to the farm to file a report. And I kid you not, he got home and found his dog dead on the front lawn. Yeah, it's not a good situation. So we'd get there, and obviously there weren't really that many oranges to pick, so we would complete other tasks. Maura once cleaned out Mort's bedroom. I believe there were a lot of mouse skeletons under the bed. Yeah, something like that. Sometimes we'd just be pulling vines. And my favorite of all these tasks was when we were charged with the act of stomping down the elephant grass. Is anyone familiar with elephant grass? I mean, if you're raising your hands, I can't see them, so, you know. I mean, it's like that tall. It's like green swords that are somehow also made of Velcro. So they cut you, and they also manage to stick to you. You know, it's like an annoying uncle, but green. And we literally spend days just trying to stamp this stuff down with our bare feet, or excuse me, with our booted feet. I remember between the four of us, Maura, myself, Dennis, and Lindsay, we got a knife. It didn't hurt, you know. So we'd spend these days walking through the fields and stomping down elephant grass. And what was perhaps the scariest moment of it all, and this is kind of when it all hit home for me, was when we stumbled upon Mort's unfinished mansion, which was hidden in a field of elephant grass. I mean, it was gigantic. It was like a three-story house. It was gorgeous. It was just missing things like walls and windows and floors and electricity. It was full of cockroaches and dirt. And, you know, one day he said, we'll clean it out. Why do you want us to clean it out? You're not doing anything with it. But what had happened is he'd had to stop working on the house because he ran out of money, because all his oranges had been stolen. By the time we got there, he said he was selling about 10% of the crop he was used to. And there it was, this huge symbol of what he'd had but hadn't been able to finish. So this was two, three years ago now, and I do think about it a lot. I think about that time there a lot. And the question that I kind of keep asking myself as my drink ticket slips out of my pocket, the question I keep asking myself is, why would he stay? You know, his livelihood was gone. His neighbors hated him. It was raining all the time, and it was Hawaii. That's not supposed to happen. And it's a question that I still don't know the answer to. Thank you.